Cambridge Breakfast with Julian Clover and Lucy Milazzo. Cambridge 105
Radio. Friday Food Club time now, and a popular independent restaurant has been stolen. Literally, Darry's on King Street has become renamed Stolen, offering a new casual eating and drinking experience. Charlie Gerard has taken on the business from his father, Chris, and Charlie joins us in the Friday Food Club this morning. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Lucy.
How are you doing?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good, thank you very much. So tell us, what's the inspiration behind Stolen?
So the idea came from, I spent a year learning to make sourdough from some Italians.
Okay, I was going to say it had to be Italians, actually.
It did, yeah. So we were inspired by them, taking some of the ingredients, some of the ideas from their recipes, and we stole it. So Darry's has been there 15 years. We've had its day. We brought something different. So I've stolen the business from my dad, and I've introduced sourdough and a range of other things.
Fantastic stuff. Where did you learn about the... Did you go to Italy?
No, so they actually came to Brighton, if you can believe it.
Ah, right.
So I learned from them. Amazing guys. Really inspired. So I'm really proud to have been a part of it.
Brilliant. So it was useful to sort of like... So Juliet.
I was going to say, because you spent some time away from the business, I think, didn't you? Because you've effectively, because your family business, you must have grown up with it to start off with.
Yeah, so I've been a part of restaurants since I was about 5 years old, scrubbing plates. I spent 2 years out of the business, so I went up to work for a big company, sort of Thai Leisure Group, up north, all across the country, and then I came and met some Italians down in Brighton that were really incredible at what they do. And that inspired me to then bring it back to Darry's, which we then renamed.
I just wondering if it was useful to go away and come back again.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You can only learn so much from the old man, and then you need to spread your wings, as it were.
Yeah, I kind of wish he was here, actually. So I'm asking what he thinks of what you've done to the place.
We'll have to get him back in next time.
I think that's possibly a good idea. Has the menu changed much, though?
So the menu changed significantly. So upstairs, we've now got over 106 different gins because we have the liquor loft. And then downstairs, we've got this range of stretched sourdoughs that we don't call pizzas because they're not very Italian. So we top them with all sorts of different things. We treat the sourdough almost like a plate. And then we have this delicious range of grilled dishes that you can add a sauce and add a salad. And our salads are exceptional as well.
Mm. So you can kind of create your own...
Yeah, so there are actually something like 150 different iterations. So it's up to you how you want to create it.
Fantastic. Okay.
And also the wine as well is you have I think a particular wine source, don't you? For
yeah, we don't really like to sort of follow the trends. So we have a winery in Australia called South Australia called Darrenberg. We've been good friends with them for a very long time. Darry's was actually named after the winemaker's dad, and we've gone fully back to that now. So we almost exclusively do South Australian wine from Darrenberg. So we've got from the Stump Jump range, which is our basic entry level, all the way to the top end. So we've got a magnum of Dead Arm, which is £112.
Right. And within that, there's also the brewery as well. There's a connection, I think, with the brewery in Bury St Edmunds, but not the brewery in Bury St Edmunds, everybody.
Not the big one.
Instantly thinking
about.
Yeah,
not the big one. So we have the Old Cannon, which is a little brewery in Bury. And we took over in November, so we started introducing those beers to our business. So we currently have the Old Cannon Best Bitter and Bow Chaser, both of which are delicious. We've also got a bottle beer called Beer Exit, which is sort of just taking the pee on what's going on at the moment.
It's on our favourite news story of our time.
Exactly,
goodness,
right.
Goodness me.
So the liquor loft is still there. We can still...
So the liquor loft is there and better than ever. We do the whole food menu upstairs now.
Okay.
And again, we have 106 gins, a whole range of cocktails. We've introduced some barrel-aged cocktails. So we buy small oak barrels and then we age our cocktails in them, which sort of gives them a softening effect and a bit of vanilla to it as well.
Mm-hmm. And has the look of the restaurant changed, or is it just the menu that you've changed?
Yeah, so I've kind of given a bit of me.
Okay.
So it's gone a bit funkier. It's not quite so so classy.
I have to say, I always thought Darry's was very it had its very definite own look for all restaurants in Cambridge. I really liked it. I thought it was a beautiful, old-schooly kind of vibe there.
So we've kept that vibe, and then we've introduced a bit of youth to it. Mm-hmm. So the Stolen theme has actually continued through the whole business. So we went out to all the restaurants of Cambridge, We asked politely for their menus, and then we stuck them all over our walls. So we've got all the restaurants of Cambridge all over our walls, because, again, we are stolen, we're inspired by other people, and we've taken the best of what they do and then reinvented it.
So who are there any standouts out there that you've taken the inspiration from?
I mean, particularly the Italians down in Brighton, I'm very inspired by. But we do a range of different things. So we have a fillet steak sourdough. We have a black truffle and roasted red pepper sourdough. It's absolutely delicious. Definitely our most popular.
Mm-hmm. Have you done a bit of travel, like food travelling, and picked up some ideas from overseas?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I've been all over the world, fortunately. So I've been to Thailand. It was incredible. I've been to America, been to a lot of Europe. A lot of the Mediterranean really inspires me in terms of food.
Yeah, and it works really well with the bread as the base, like from the European perspective, at least.
Completely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Interesting.
Is it important to have a particular theme and a purpose because you're styling very much saying, right, here is our beer, it's from a small brewery in Bury St Edmunds, here is our wine, it's from a particular vineyard here. It's just getting that mix right for the kind of clientele that you want to attract.
So I agree with you in one sense, but actually I think it's more about passion. So we found a niche that we like. So say we choose cocktails. In that niche, we will go all the way down, deep dive into it, so we go all the way down to barrel aging. In terms of wine, we find it one incredible winemaker, and we only buy their wine. In terms of beer, we're not going to just buy someone's beer. We want to make our own beer. So we try and do everything ourselves or find the people who are best in the world at it and take theirs.
And that's a different view to perhaps, dare I say, the multinational beers, for example. You know, nothing wrong with them. But you'll go in one pub which is a dive and it's there. You'll go another pub and it's quite upmarket and it's there as well. It's not providing anything distinctive sometimes if it's done that way around.
Yeah, I mean, this is my business. I get to have a love affair with it. So I get to play with the menu. I get to decide what goes into it. We're independent. I get to be my own boss. I get to decide what we sell. So.
And how much support has Dad been in all of this? Has he left you to it? Because I know there's other restaurants and pubs which you have, I think, about half a dozen or so, I think, around the south and east. So I know he'll probably have other things to look after, but he must think, I'll just keeping an eye on the son, see how he's doing.
I mean, they keep him busy, but he does like to stick his finger in, definitely. Right. He likes to have his say, but I try to keep him at arm's length as much as possible. He's currently on holiday, so.
Okay. I've noticed that people in the foodie world are absolute perfectionists and cannot delegate. They just have the eye on every single part of the business, and I don't know how they do it. It's exhausting.
I mean, the hours aren't fantastic. I mean, you can expect to do 60, 70 hours in a week.
Yeah.
But that's part of it. You have to love the business to be able to do that. And I think this industry requires it.
So. I remember when we had Bill came in from Bill's
exactly.
restaurant. He was talking about how he was furnishing, well, 80 or so plus Bill's restaurants up and down the UK.
He was pretty much...
Cambridge was something like refurbishment number 5 or 6. And there he was saying, yes, I got that in because I bought this stuff and I kept it in the barn at home and I thought we'd put it out there. And it's that same kind of principle, I figure, which is going on here, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you'll go to an auction and you'll say, actually, that would fit perfectly here, and you'll find something, and actually you're not ready to put it in yet, so it gets hidden away in some barn somewhere until you're ready to go for it. I've actually got some sofas that I've got at a friend's house that I'm moving to a different restaurant on Sunday. So it happens. You find something that really fits what you need, and you end up saving it for later.
Yeah, it's quite interesting. And I guess you get the larger groups who probably have warehouses of things somewhere ready to
little Aladdin's caves.
Yeah, to roll out and put there. The thing I like, if you go to what we must now call stolen, is that you've still got the burn marks from that fire all those years ago.
Yeah, I mean, it was really sad, but in some ways it was a good thing. So although we had a fire that came from the kitchen, it burned a hole through the ceiling and it uncovered what is now the liquor loft, because the liquor loft was a brewery back in 1860, which shut, I think, in 1898. Mm-hmm. That was then left derelict. So it was plasterboarded up, hidden away. We didn't know it was there. when the fire happened, it took away all this plasterboard and uncovered all these amazing brickwork and mash tuns that we thought was absolutely incredible. It also gave us the opportunity to build a floor that you can stand on.
Yeah.
So then we could build the little loft and we could build the roof terrace.
Wow.
And it's now an amazing space.
The terrace is good. You know, the terrace, yeah. It's kind of... I think it's as much as anything. It's almost the angle of where it is and the level, because you almost feel you're not quite on a level with the roofs, but you're certainly, and they're far enough away so you're not feeling constrained, yet at the same time that they're all around you. And that's quite neat, I think.
I mean, it's absolutely an escape from Cambridge. You can go from the hustle and bustle of the high street 10 seconds and you're up in the sky, surrounded by blue, some rooftops, other people having drinks, and it's just like, I feel like I'm in the Mediterranean. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. I love the space.
If you get with Withdrawal Symptoms, Miss Malazzo, you can go across and just pop up to the pop up to the roof.
That's the plan.
Yeah, I thought that might be. The positioning of the restaurant at... I always get confused with Tops and Bar. We'll call it the top of King Street. It's strange because on the one hand, it's in central Cambridge, and on the other hand, it's just around the corner. And I wonder if that presents any additional challenges for you.
I mean, we're about 100 feet too far away.
Right.
So the high street is full of people rushing around, buying things, tourists. We are not on that strip, mm-hmm. So we have to be better, different, more interesting to get people to step away from that high street. So we had Sam Harris, who's a famous artist in Cambridge. He painted a 30-foot mural of a wine bottle on the side of our building. It looks absolutely incredible. You can have a look online. And actually, I think our plan is to finish the whole building like that. And it should look absolutely crazy when it's finished, but I'm going to be really proud of it.
That's great. When might that be?
Oh, we'll see. Sam is a very busy man at the moment.
But you're open for business now, as Stolen have been for a week and a bit, 2 weeks?
Yeah, about two weeks.
Okay, and going well so far?
It's going really well. People are loving the food, and that's really what I asked for.
So. Okay.
Brilliant.
Well, thank you very much, Charlie, for coming in and joining us in the Friday Food Club this morning. Charlie Gerrard from Stolen, used to know it at Dowie's, now it's Stolen. Get used to the new name. Thanks very much indeed.
Thank you.
It's now 8:44. Cambridge 104.